Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is his song, otherwise known as Sharon S. Johnson. And I'm an author, a songwriter, a lover of all things creative, and most of all, a lover of God. And I'd like to welcome you to day 4 of the readings of my book, Verses of Victory, which is a 31-day devotional to educate, motivate, and stimulate those who seek victory. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and start day 4, and I hope that it blesses your morning. The Bible verse for day 4 is one of my favorites as well. It is from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6. That's Proverbs chapter 3. Verses 5 through 6, and it's from the King James Version. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Again, that's Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6, KJV. Now, let me start by saying, of course, I wrote this a while ago. And I said at the time, this is a very hard one for me. At the time, I had just read the daily scripture from my Bible reading plan, which was John 16:33. Now, I did not write in my book what John 16:33 was, but I am going to help you out today and tell you so you can get the concept. John 16:33 NIV says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. So again it says, I just read the daily scripture and the accompanying devotional, which talks about how we have to trust God in the now. Right now, I am grieving the loss of some things in my life, but I have to trust God for this day and what's happening today. So the trust in the Lord scripture reminds me not to lean on my own understanding of something. I am to acknowledge him so that he may guide me on the right path. It has been a crazy, absolutely crazy year, but I have to understand that God is in control. Even when I don't understand. I wrote a song a few years ago called Even Now. And one of the verses ends with, though I don't understand, Lord, I know it's your plan to provide for me now, Lord, though I don't know how, Lord, even now. It is a challenge to trust God, knowing that I don't have all the answers. But if I learn how to trust him, I will not worry so much about what tomorrow may bring, but will give thanks for the now. Will you trust him in the midst of what you may be going through, even now? Now, that is the end of what I wrote. And, of course, I wrote that a few years ago. But some of it definitely could apply to today because I've gone through rough times, of course, since then and had my doubts. And I had to ask God to show me how to trust him even now. So that is a timely message no matter when you hear it. So we're going to go to our 3 P's today. We're going to personalize, practice, and proclaim. And if you remember, personalize says, what does this verse mean to you? So remember, our verse was Proverbs 3. 5 through 6. And I'm also going to ask you to look up John 16:33, but I'd like for you to look up the message version of what I read earlier. I read the NIV of John 16:33, so would you look up the message version for yourself? And then the question also says, does the accompanying devotional, which is my story, remind you of any situation in your own life? Under practice, what steps can you take today to bring the victorious meaning of this verse into your life? And then we're going to proclaim. which means we're going to proclaim victory over your situation today through our prayer. So please join me in prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you that you have said I can put my complete trust in you. Help me to remember this during the times when Satan tries to make me feel like you can't be trusted. Lord, bring me closer to you so that I can know you as a friend with whom I can share my innermost thoughts as I would to a best friend. I declare now, Lord, that I trust you in all situations. Amen. And with that, I would like to thank you. And I think I will go back a little later today and post one of my songs that I mentioned, the song Even Now. Of course, if I had been thinking, I would have had it ready. But that's okay. It'll give you a reason to come back and visit later today. I want to remind you that Verses of Victory, I still actually have copies, about 5 copies available for those who wish to sign up for my blog, which is www.thisishissong.com. You can go there and subscribe, and you'll get a free iBook version of Verses of Victory, either for yourself or you can gift it to someone else. So with that, I just want to say I pray that you have a wonderful day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.